Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. You know how I write things down and I don't remember why?
Yeah.
On my show sheet last night, I've written down, do me. Just do me. Mm. And then I realize what it is.
Dome.
Yeah. Dome, yeah.
Because Wheeler pulled a Dave Murray the other day on Andrew and said he wasn't a real man.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I implied it. You implied it.
You did imply it. Because you dared to say that the $1 billion college industry couldn't afford a stupid tarp for their stupid...
a dome.
...crappy baseball stadiums.
Yeah, baseball gets no money, bro. Not compared to football.
No. I said, are there no domes that you could play at when it's super hot out?
When you're
Kevin
in college,
was like,
no.
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 I think no.
No.
It was a lot more fun than that.
You would have the same reaction if I asked the same caliber of question about Magic the Gathering.
Well, he had asked about your team.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm welcoming, yeah, right, and I want people to have a good time.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't
no.
talk to people like that, Kevin.
He asked me if our 14-year-old team has a dome we can play in.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why it was funny. You see any domes around St. Louis?
You just took us to a big, giant indoor space full of baseball crap.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty big, too, but can't play games in there.
He goes, you would never play a game inside. I go, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, no, you never. You can't. They don't exist.
I like that Andrew's defense is just, I'm nice and you're mean.
Yeah, I'm nice. I don't speak to people in that fashion.
Sure you do.
I had a dome-type situation that I actually took off the show sheet because it was so stupid.
No, let's hear it.
I was watching Shark Tank yesterday, and I was like, DGS Shark Tank, there's something there.
Oh, yeah.
So I like wrote it down on the Google Doc, and today I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I actually don't think there's anything there. I don't know how that would work at all. I'm just going to erase that.
That would actually be, we should keep track of those, and maybe like once a week on Fridays or something.
Yeah,
that would be a fun segment.
pull one off the pile.
The cutting room floor.
Yeah, because all of us, like for me, it's the notes app. My notes app on my phone, whenever I think of something for the show, like over the weekend, I whip it out and I type it out real quick. And then later you look at them and you go, why? Mm-hmm. Whether it's something that you just like, you're like, what did I even mean? Or you're like, why would I think this would be interesting to say?
I had one of those. Again, in a conversation with our friend Trish Gazelle over the weekend, I said, do you remember when you found out that Olivia Newton-John was gay? And she goes, Olivia Newton-John's not gay. And I'm like, no, Olivia Newton-John from Greece. And she goes, yeah, she's been married a couple times. I'm like, yeah, well, you can get married and be gay. And she's like, I said, look it up. She's like, you look it up. You're the one saying stupid crap. So I looked it up, and the very first thing was, no. Olivia Newton-John is not gay.
Not gay.
She's a gay icon. She's an ally to the LGBTQ community. She's not gay.
She's also no longer with us.
Right. I've been living my whole life thinking she was gay. I pointed out because you can be wrong.
No, she's just a gay icon.
Just a gay icon.
And deceased.
Yes. So there you go. We all got stupid thoughts. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But usually when we do put them out there, we are told they are stupid.
Well, when you're around, yes.
No, Trish got you.
You and Trish.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah, that is not the person you want on your side. If you're trying to play I'm not mean card.
No, that's exactly the person I want on my side.
The two biggest caller outers I've ever known in my life. In my life at the same time.
Yeah. The two meanest human beings on earth.
Because that's what people do to us.
14-year-olds don't play in a dome, bro.
Bro. You might as well ask if we fly a spaceship to our next game.
Oh, maybe.
So I understand you got a bad I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. All right. So I was at the gas station this morning. I was going to get my beverages, my various
hydrating.
Beverages, and
yeah,
my I was hydrating for the hot day, getting some good hydration snacks, mini muffins, little Debbie's chocolate chip mini muffins.
Soak up that sweat.
Yeah, they help you retain the hydration.
Yes.
And so me and the employee, me and the guy,
like a greasy muffin on 105 degrees.
Sloshing around in your tongue.
The muffins.
It says hot weather like heavy food.
The muffins melee. Have a cooling effect when combined with the Mountain Dew that is so heavily dyed that my teeth and tongue are blue.
Let me ask you this. What's the heaviest food you have in this place? I don't know. Probably those blueberry muffins.
Pizza and donuts.
Probably those Little Debbie's chocolate chip muffins over there.
Why don't you give me a handle of those?
And so I'm at the fountain, and I'm getting my nuclear Mountain Dew, and I have kind of a rapport. I've gotten a rapport with the guy that
this
works
guy
there.
You like.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good guy. He likes me. I'm a good customer. I come in every day. You know, we always say like, "Hey, good to see you, bro. Have a good day." You know, the basic stuff. Yeah. And so he comes over, and he's using the tap, and the thing is broken. There's no carbonation. There's no water. It's all syrup. It's for like some sort of a vitamin water thing or something on the tap. And he's like, of course, like that's the one that I wanted. And so he.
No, wait. Is this a worker or a fellow?
He's an employee.
Okay,
he works there. And so I think he was just going to get. Yeah, I think he was going to get something.
Oh, okay.
And so he goes up to the counter, and I guess I hear him talking to like other people who work there, but I wasn't really listening that closely. And then he comes walking over near where I am, and he goes, "All right, I'm going to run to the back. I'm going to change this out. I'm going to swap this and get it working right." And I say, "All right, brother, you got it. Sounds good."
My man.
You go fix that. Sounds great, man.
Sounds good, yeah.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
And he goes, "What?" And I said, no, I was, because then I realized, oh, he was obviously talking to the, like, three other people that are working there. And I was like, nothing. Good. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's not that bad.
No. That's not terrible.
No, it's a reasonable
mistake.
It
felt very bad in the moment because it was so obvious that he was not talking to me. And I was like, "Sounds good, man. You go fix that."
Why would
he even say that to me?
Are you going to like avoid him now?
No, I'm not going to avoid him because I don't think he really noticed that I did it.
Nah.
I've
had a few of those, though. The guys that are like talking on their phone, their Bluetooth, they'll be like, "Hey." And you're like, "What?" And they're like, "Oh," they just point at their ear. I'm like, "All right, dude, shut up then."
When I was at...
wasn't that aggressive.
When I was at one of my law firms, I was in the One City Center building, which connected by Skyway to the Mercantile building or something like that. Anyway, two big high-rises with a skywalk in the middle. And my girlfriend worked in one building and I worked in the other. And my roommate, Ricky, would have lunch with my girlfriend at the time quite often. And so I was walking over to see her, and they came walking across the skywalk. Now, my eyes aren't the best. And so I started walking like this.
Mm-hmm. To be silly.
Like a chicken. And I started doing something like this. Oh, gerbil, 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 gerbil.
Sure.
It takes me to get within about 12 feet to realize it's neither of them. So the only thing I could think to do was just go for it. And I pretended that I was doing that for someone behind them that they couldn't see.
Yeah.
They're the losers.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
So I got up to them and I'm just like, "Hey, Marvin." And they're just like, "I don't even know."
You can't see my friends. They go to a different school.
Yeah. They're from Canada.
What's the earliest you remember doing something like that? I remember doing something. I think I was maybe 10, and my parents bowled in the league, and I went off and I played video games, and I walked back, and I just put my arms around my mom's neck and gave her a big old hug, and this lady turns and looks at me and goes, "Oh, hello there."
Oh, no.
I was like, "Oh,
oh,
you're
no.
not my mom." You just have the same hair as my mom.
I remember I've told this before, but it just so stands out to me. My dad and Bill Clockingay playing cards and just having fun, and they're just like busting on each other, and I just wanted to be a part of it. And I'm probably 7, So I walk up to the kitchen table and I'm rubbing my finger on it just over and over again. And when there's a lull in their conversation, I go, I wonder how long I'd have to do this until it just went all the way through. And there's like a pause, and Bill Clockingay goes, I think you'd S your pants way before then.
That's wisdom
and
right there.
And then they both just like started like high-fiving.
That's good.
And I'm like, oh, God.
He got a sick burn in.
He burned me
and
bad.
And he was also correct.
Yes.
Today, I was just in kind of a silly, goofy mood, so I was like shimmy dancing my way into my office space, and I didn't realize that Amy was in there too. So I'm like dancing my way to my desk, and then when I caught that she was there and looking at me, I had to pretend like I was doing
like
it on purpose.
Yeah, like, this is like the Amy dance.
I was performing.
I was doing that for you, Amy,
and definitely not just because I wanted to walk in a silly way to my desk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, DGS 321, 1041 FM KMOX. You can also listen to us at 1120 AM. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can podcast us. Coming up in a few minutes, we have Dave Murray. Then coming up at 4 PM, we have a Sweet 16 we've never done. The Sweet 16 of beach scenes from movies and television. And there are a lot of really great ones if you think about it. Yes.
I might have some questions about like points of parliamentary procedure as far as what constitutes a beach scene.
Sand,
like
water.
You're just at the beach. It doesn't have to be like a, you know,
no
beach blanket bingo
no.
kind of thing.
The
no.
beach doesn't have to talk. It's fine.
No.
Okay.
I have an example for you. Jaws.
Right. Yeah. There's
not a,
beach a
lot
scene.
Of fun going on.
No, but there's a beach scene.
Yes. Okay. There you go.
But that's, yeah, I got you. I got you.
There you go. You want to do a Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. What do you guys think? I got one I wanted to bring up to you guys.
I love that. He does that every time.
I usually want to give you guys a choice between serious and not, but today I decided not to give you that choice.
Okay.
All right, so I saw a question the other day related to sports, but it doesn't have to be about sports. We can make it about anything we want. Is there any event, huge concert, big entertainment thing, like Star Wars blowing up, big worldwide story that you wish social media would have been around for?
Mm.
Because there was a great story. The poll I saw was like, 10 great examples of people sports events that people wish there were, like the Miracle on Ice. People wish there was social media for that because that would have just been amazing with everybody doing it.
Yeah.
Is there something, it can be sports if you want, but I mean, it could be last episode of MASH, could be any kind of cool thing. Is there a thing you're like, man, that would have been even cooler or even worse, maybe?
I can tell you the first thing that popped to my mind was the OJ trial.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, because the one that I went to as well was 9/11, which is the opposite, right? It's not fun, but man, if Twitter existed in 2001, that would have been insane. Like over the top. Well, of course, information would have spread faster, right? You wouldn't have been sitting around not knowing what's going on, although bad information would have spread too. Anything else come out on the radar as big like that? Like, man, if everybody had been able to gather in one place to talk about that thing like we do now for everything would have been cool.
Man, the thing that's popping into my head is Woodstock because...
Oh, my God, yeah.
I guess I have a tendency to kind of not believe people about Woodstock. I mean, I wasn't
like how
there.
Cool it was,
I wasn't.
Or
yeah, like people were just like, it was incredible, and everyone was getting along the whole time. And I'm like, is that true? Like, did that really happen?
Well, I think you saw Woodstock '99, which unfortunately was the opposite of all of that. I would have loved to have it around when I was thinking about like, you know, the Miracle on Ice would have been a great one just because it was a whole national thing, right? Like. It was more than just sports. It was such a huge event. But then kind of the 80s had a lot of those types of things, right? Where there was like because of the nature of entertainment, everything was kind of national.
Think if we would have had all of this when Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, that's a great
Because it was already a really big story.
No, you're right.
And we didn't even have Facebook
yet. Could you imagine? I mean, you had nothing close to it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you maybe had message boards. Probably had message boards, but they would be scattered and they wouldn't be...
Yeah, very rudimentary.
Fascinating. I wish it would have been something like that for, like, the early days of The Sopranos, too. Like, because that predated Twitter and all of that stuff. Like, that would have been a lot of fun. Because everybody was, again, it's. I think that's the thing, right? What you're looking for is that, because in sports, the reason why it was a great sports list is because we all watch, right? Yeah. We all watch the NBA Finals. We all watch the Super Bowl. So you have this shared thing already, and you can add to it.
What do you not have? Do you have Me Too if you don't have social media?
No, because
no.
I mean, it started as a hashtag.
Yeah, no, I don't think you do at all. But you also don't have an easy way to tell to for people to participate in it.
Mm-hmm. Tell like stories.
Writing letters to the editor is not going to have the same impact, right? Mm-hmm. Posting in a chat board is not going to have the same impact mm-hmm. as something that's trending and everybody's seeing it in real time. That definitely would not have happened.
You don't have January 6th.
Probably, you definitely don't have the spread of
the steal.
Yeah, all that stuff. Again, you if you had it, it would be like somebody's sending newsletters
so
around.
Is it neutral?
I think the tool is clearly neutral, right? Because if it can make things 10 times better or 10 times worse, then that thing is not inherently good or bad.
Although we do, and I'm talking out of my ass now, but it certainly seems supportable, that we do tend to go toward the negative and the trauma and as opposed to like, oh, wow, we beat Canada.
Well, that seems like an us thing, though, right?
Oh, for sure.
Like, you could, I mean...
It's just a microphone.
This is probably a terrible analogy. So if it's terrible, just tell me. But it's not that much different than handgun, right? In the sense that it's all about who's holding it and what they're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can be the worst thing in the world. You could use it to murder somebody. It can also be the thing that you can save yourself with. Like, depending, again, it's all about how it's being used and the way that it's being deployed. And social media is kind of, I mean, I think people have used that analogy that social media is essentially a loaded weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a matter of where you point it, who you point it at, and how you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's zooming in, meltdown.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to Dave Murray. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. So, hot enough for you?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I know they're talking about, like, an advisory through Wednesday, but then it looks like the temperature goes up on Thursday, so I'm a little confused.
Yeah, building heat is what keeps an advisory going.
Okay.
And because the city in particular, the urban heat island, doesn't cool off that much at night, it heats up very quickly during the day. So that's one of the reasons the advisory kind of continues. And the advisory only goes out to a certain point, and it gets either dropped or extended. But it's a big bubble, a big dome of high pressure, summer high pressure. They're very tough to move out. I kind of picture them like a balloon. If you push a little bit, you know, at one side, you make a little indentation into that balloon, and that's what will happen tomorrow and Wednesday. A cool front will try to get in, never moves the high, but it puts a little dent in it. And that's why I continue to talk about a pop thunderstorm. Yeah, afternoon, probably after 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's Tuesday and Wednesday. All these things do, and they're very, very isolated. Most of us will not see anything. They bring a brief cool down in temperature, probably by 10 degrees, but it creates a tremendous bump up in the humidity, and then the temperature responds very quickly once the rain is gone. It's just rain cooled air. So we're talking 95 tomorrow, and I'm going just slightly cooler than today. We're 96 right now. We'll probably hit 97, 98, but 95 tomorrow, that's because of the possibility of a pop-up thunderstorm. There should be a few more cumulus clouds around. The record is 102. That's safe from 1988. Then Wednesday, exactly the same story, 95. The record on Wednesday is 103 from last year, 2024. And then Thursday, there's not much pushing or trying to squish that high pressure. So the temperature comes back a little bit. It's sunny, hot, and humid Thursday, probably into Friday too, 97 each day. Heat index is 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, about 105 degrees.
Dave, it seems like we're having kind of weird weather for June in that the first part of June was unusually temperate, it seemed to me. And
yes, yeah. Kind of delightful other than rain, yeah. A lot of rain, a lot yeah. of thunderstorm activity.
Yeah.
But yeah, the temperatures. This is, you know, just summer trying to make a comeback. Is it unusual? It's the 23rd of June. Not really as far as this kind of heat wave that gets developed over the eastern two-thirds of the nation. I don't find it out of the ordinary. You know, when we're looking at 95 to 99 degrees the next couple of days, and the records are about 102, 103. We've been there before.
And normal's what, mid-80s?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Don't think about normals anymore.
No kidding.
It's no painful. Kidding.
Dave Murray's forecast was sponsored by Sandberg Phoenix Law Firm, and Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. This is an awesome story. A man named Vinton Smith has completed his mission to donate blood in all 50 U.S. states.
Jeez, man.
Hawaii was his 50th state on June 14th. He's donated a total of 184 times. That amounts to more than 17.5 gallons of blood, platelets, and plasma.
That's going to make me pass out.
His goal is
I
to...
knew you were going to do it, too.
Well, Dave, his goal is to inspire others to donate blood and help them understand the impact of saving lives through blood donations.
Yeah, I will never do it now because now I'm picturing gallon containers of blood.
We're going to keep you hooked up here for about 4 or 5 hours.
No kidding.
Well, good job to Vinton.
Yeah, nicely done.
That's neat.
Tesla has launched robo-taxis in Austin, Texas. The event marks the first time Tesla cars without human drivers carried paying riders. This is a crucial step for Tesla's financial future. The trial involved about 10 vehicles with front seat riders acting as safety monitors. So that would make me feel better if I were in the back of a driverless car, but then there was someone sitting next to the steering wheel. Yeah. I would feel better about that than, like, what was it called out in LA that you used?
Waymo.
Waymo.
Yeah.
Waymo.
And there was just nobody up there.
Do you guys think
there's nobody up there at all?
Crazy.
That Tesla has been irreparably damaged the brand?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Sure seems like
maybe,
it.
I feel maybe, like it was irreparably damaged whenever he smoked weed on Joe Rogan's podcast 4 or 5 years ago. I think it's just been kind of a steady. He loves chipping away at that brand.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're still doing fine. I just think the public perception of it will never be like, oh, wow, Tesla. It's like,
I think you'd have to be a special person to buy a Cybertruck these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There'd have to be a lot going on. A lot of factors.
Special.
At work.
Interesting words.
Yeah. A lot of things going on. Like, you got to want the smoke.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're making a statement at this point.
Yeah.
Former White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor has agreed to appear for a transcribed interview before the House Oversight Committee on July 9th. Following a subpoena, the committee is investigating President Joe Biden's alleged cognitive decline and his use of an auto pen for official government business. Everybody strap in. I have a feeling we're going to be on this ride for a while.
If you were queen, would you say, we don't need to know about this, let it go? Or would you say, let's find out everything we can?
I would like to know what was going on. I think the American people deserve to know. I hope the answer is everything was just fine. This is being blown out of proportion. But no, I don't think if the president was experiencing significant cognitive decline and people were covering it up, we deserve to know that no matter who that president was. Yeah.
And who was running the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's really a question that lifting. I would like to
that's
have
right.
answered.
I mean, because they had a lot of those questions at the end of Reagan's second term.
Mm-hmm.
About right. Who was doing what? Was George W. H.W. Bush running things? All that. I mean, that stuff should not be kept from us.
And it shouldn't be political. If
no.
you have some sort of interest in keeping that hidden, you should examine yourself.
Yes.
Like, we should know what's going on. Dora the Explorer is celebrating her 25th anniversary.
Wow.
They're actually, Nickelodeon is celebrating with the feature-length live-action movie Dora and the Search of Sol Dorado. And they're doing a third season of a rebooted animated series just called Dora. There's also a podcast called Dora's Mermaid Adventures, an album of songs, and plenty of toys and apparel.
Swipe or no swiping?
Podcast?
I guess there's a Dora podcast. There's a podcast for everything, Dave.
I guess.
A new Texas law will require the Ten Commandments to be posted in every public school classroom. Governor Greg Abbott announced Saturday that he had signed the bill, which is expected to draw a legal challenge from critics who consider it an unconstitutional violation of the separation of church and state.
Like I said, at the end of the Trump administration, we're going to know a lot more about the Constitution.
This is a genuine question. I would love it if someone had an answer for me. What do you think you are going to accomplish by posting the Ten Commandments in every public school classroom?
It's a great
question.
Like,
are the kids going to act better?
Right,
I don't understand what the point is.
I think like 95% of things in this life that's performative because it's your paradigm. And it's not, let's just be very honest with each other. It's not the right to religion. These people aren't fighting for the right to religion. They're fighting to make Christianity the state religion. That's what they're doing. They want kids to be, if it were, the Ten Commandments are going to be right next to the eight tenets of Islam. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's a lot more palatable constitutionally. I wouldn't like to see either one of them. You want to have a survey course on religious books and religion in America? By all means, it's important. It's an important part of life. You want to send your kid to a private school where they study the Bible? Great, good on you. But anytime you have the state favoring a religion, and I don't see how you can argue that putting the Ten Commandments of one religion and not the others is not favoring it. So they're not looking for religious freedom. They're looking to indoctrinate people into Christianity, which is completely against the Constitution. Do I care if people are religious? No. Do I care if you have a Christmas tree in the public square or a menorah? No. Because by the same token of the 95% rule that I just put out there and just chose that randomly, it's also not going to force people to become religious. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a whole bunch of to-do about nothing practically. No kid's going to be putting together a spit wad and read the third commandment and go like, I should probably put this thing away. Like, that's not going to happen.
Did you guys see Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez are planning to get married in Venice this week? And activists are planning to disrupt the wedding. They don't like that Bezos is there. They're using up all of the luxury hotels, causing a ton of traffic, just causing a general headache for the people who live there. Not to mention the problems people have with Jeff Bezos outside of all of this. So they're calling it no space for Bezos. And
I get it.
It'll be kind of interesting to see that play out over the next couple of days.
Is there anything in the world douchier than renting out Venice for your own wedding? Like, there are people who have
going
planned,
to space and coming back in a cowboy hat.
There are people who have planned vacations their entire lives to see Venice. And if they happen to have that on the same time you've rented it out for your wedding, you have screwed them over immensely. Why? How does anybody, how does he think that's okay?
I don't think he cares.
I mean, clearly he doesn't care. Clearly, but God, that's the level of just sheer douchery that everybody should hate. And it's not political, it's nothing else. It's I matter more than everyone else, so I'm going to do what I want because I can sign the check.
If one of us came up with the greatest idea in the world and suddenly had $10 billion, would we necessarily become more douchey? And if so, how much?
I don't think I would because I don't think I'd lose the part of me that recognizes that there are other human beings around me. And they're trips and their actions and their jobs and their lives matter just as much as mine. I think you're a special kind of screwed up if that's where you end up.
I don't know. I think we'd all become worse.
You'd have to change a little bit.
You would. It's like the Lord of the Rings. Like, that ring is going to corrupt whoever comes in contact with it. $1 billion is going to do something to you. You might be able to handle it a little better, like a Frodo, or you might go crazy immediately like a Boromir, but I think it's a real thing happening to your brain when you come in contact with that much money.
I think there would be as many people that do it like Warren Buffett as do it like Bezos. Like there are billionaires out there that are not doing those things.
You get your invite, by the way.
To what?
To the wedding? Wedding.
To the wedding.
He wouldn't like that.
I joined the protesters. Speak now.
Join the protesters.
Who's that giant red man walking toward me?
Why does he look so angry?
Thank you, Dave.
You got Tell it. You guys.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Coming up in the next segment, at the top of the hour, we're going to do the Sweet 16, which we've never done before. Sweet 16 of beach scenes from movies and television. Mm-hmm. Just looking over my stuff. Everyone just fine.
You got any other words that you thought are two words? Like dome.
Hear me out. DGS Shark Tank. We could make it work.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun. We each come up with an adventure.
So are we coming up with the businesses or our listeners?
No, listeners.
And we're bidding on
and
them.
And we're the sharks.
Like, I'll give you $1,700 for that idea.
Yes. And I'd be like, I would love to invest $17, you know, 5% of the business.
I'm out.
That's what I can do.
This is more complicated than I thought it was.
I've never seen it.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
Never watched it.
You, really?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you would love it.
Really?
It's good, too, because they get straight into it. There's no, like, theme song or anything. It's just like, hey, we're pitching to the sharks.
Yeah,
people show up. They give their idea for, like, you know, this is luggage that rolls itself or whatever. And then the sharks tell them that they're dumb and they have bad ideas. Mm-hmm. Or they go, this is actually pretty cool.
I don't know. It doesn't sound up my alley. It sounds like too much drama.
I don't think there's a whole lot of drama.
No.
The drama comes in when sometimes people get fussy and the sharks are like, yeah, I just don't think this is a very good idea. And then people get really defensive and they're like, "When
you're just a dumbhead."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where the drama comes.
You're going to see in 10 years. Because
you
got to
do.
And
then when they don't get taken, even if they take it gracefully, they make them do that walk of shame where they film them walking out and they're like, well, I think they're wrong. I think I have a good idea, you know, because no one takes it gracefully and goes like, yeah, this is probably a pretty stupid idea that I invested my whole life into.
Yeah. How would I have done on there with Spanx?
Well, before them,
what
you would have won.
Yeah, what was your business plan like? They ask you detailed
questions. Do they get into all that stuff, too?
It's not just the idea.
Okay, so how do you scale it up? And
exactly.
Yeah, they already have existing businesses and business plans, and then what they want is money to make it a giant.
I'd have had some crap.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.